We're happy to have a guest in this morning, a brave guest, Lou.
Yes.
Someone brave enough to come in when it's this cold and to take the scenic route through Newark Valley. Yeah.
Came through the cold country.
Doesn't get much colder than that. We'd like to say good morning this morning and welcome for the first time ever to the WEBO Morning Show to Dr. Jessica Campbell from the Valley Dental Pediatrics.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Lou, for having me this morning.
Glad that you made it.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, it was treacherous, but covered in blankets and everything you need to stay warm.
Yeah, yeah. Today's the day you're driving around with a blanket on. That's not a bad idea, actually. So one thing that we have coming up here in the month of February, Lou, is Children's Dental Health Month, right?
That's right. Actually, Children's Dental Health Month is a national initiative, and it's every February, and really the goal of it is to get out the word about the importance of finding a dental home for every child in the U.S. One of the things that the Broome County Dental Society and the BCC Dental Hygiene students will be doing is on Saturday, February 9th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll have dentists and dental hygiene students at the Oakdale Mall in Johnson City. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing free dental screenings for children, and we'll be giving out toothbrushes and balloons and all sorts of goodies. So we hope that people will stop by and see us there.
Let me ask you a question. How soon, when do we start dental checkups for our children?
That is a great question. And both the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that a child seen around their first birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, and
that's
a lot of people
earlier than I would have thought.
Exactly. And the reason for it is kind of twofold. The reason is first to make sure the child's teeth are developing normally, and also to educate the parent on things that they can do to help prevent dental cavities. Tooth decay is actually the single most common chronic childhood disease. It's 5 times more common than asthma. And it's largely preventable. So if we see children at a very young age, we can help them to grow up cavity free.
So then it's just, without cavities, it's just wait till you fall down and lose a tooth. Wait till the first teeth decide it's time to leave.
And making sure that they're coming in.
And make sure they're coming in good and they're healthy. Yeah,
exactly. And when children see us young and see us for, you know, easy visits where we're able to just look and brush their teeth, then they grow up with a lot less fear of the dentist, which we know is something that's really common in adults, and we want to prevent that as well.
Well, when you think about that, I mean, there are a lot of adults that go to the dentist like it's no big deal, and there's a lot of adults that go to the dentist like it's a big deal, and they hate it, and they don't look forward to it all the time, and it's because they kind of got scared into it at a young age, you know? You don't want to show up for your first dental visit because of some big procedure that you have.
Exactly.
You know, and it's better, like you say, doctor, that you go early and you get that, you develop that rapport with the dentist and the dentist chair and all the trappings, because that's an overwhelming thing. You go into a dentist office and here's the lights and all the stuff in a dentist office is different.
Right, it's the different sounds and the smells and everything.
So it's kind of cool to have that until you get it early. So that when and if you do have a problem, and if you're going on a regular basis, it's a whole lot easier.
It's true.
To take care of.
It's a lot harder, I've noticed, with children to...
now that you've noticed.
Now that I've noticed, with all these individually wrapped snacks all over the place, it's really difficult to resist those temptations, and those kinds of things really, man, they lead right to... what am I trying to say here?
Dental visits.
Yeah. Cavities. There's the word. We have so many of them in our house.
Yeah, well, and Dave, you're right that diet is really the most important contributor to developing a cavity. And like you said, for kids, everything's so prepackaged and convenient and makes it easy to eat on the go and all the time. But the number one thing that'll cause cavities, you really have to have three things. You have to have carbohydrates, which is sugar. You have to have a tooth. And you have to have bacteria. Well, we've all got bacteria in our mouths, so we've all got that going against us. We're talking about kids that have teeth, so we've got that going against us. So the thing that we can control of these three things is really the sugar.
Sugar intake, yeah.
And things that are stickier, things that are really carby, so even like crackers, fruit snacks.
Oh, beverages.
Yeah, oh yeah, chocolate milk, soda, juice, orange those juice. Types of things.
It's a miracle I have any teeth at all.
See, I drank out of a hose.
Well, but see, you can have those things in moderation. The problem is when it's frequency, because every time you eat for 20 minutes after you have that sugary thing, your body works to break down your teeth. So people that'll have a snack like that every 20 minutes or, you know, more frequently throughout the day.
It's more like every 25, really.
Let's be real.
What it is, you know, it's not 20. I mean, come on.
So,
yeah,
avoiding that type of snacking, but then, of course, also, what else can you do to kind of prevent it? I mean,
well, and as you led off too, you know, it can be really hard to pick your family practitioners. You know, it can be hard to pick. Well, who's your doctor going to be? Who's your dentist going to be? You know, oh, we got to get the kids in for the dentist. Geez, I need to get a dentist. Like, you know, there's a lot of different moving parts to it, and a lot of people, I'm guilty of this. You know, when I first moved to the area, I probably went maybe 3 or 4 years without going to see a dentist just because I hadn't picked one, you know, and you don't want to, it was fine for me, but you know, you don't want to do that. You don't want to wait that long. And some people can't wait that long. And then you have issues fester like that. And then all of a sudden, when you do go back, it is going to be a monstrous visit because you got to take care of this, that, and the other thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
When I was growing up, there was a dentist, or there was two or three. The dentist.
Right.
You're going to the dentist. It didn't matter if you were 6 years old or 60 years old. You went to the dentist, and it was the same guy with the same cable-driven drills.
The same pair of pliers.
Same, yeah. You know, and it was...
Do they actually use pliers now? Say no. Just say
the
no.
The answer is no.
Okay, good. All right.
But today, dentistry is a specialty. You've got pediatric, you've got orthodontics, you've got...
Right. All kinds of stuff, you know, specialties.
And as if you start out, I'm playing the game, you stop me and fill in the blanks, okay? When you start out at a year old and you see you're taking care of the child and you see that they need a tooth removed or some teeth are coming in early, we've got to remove some teeth to make space, blah, blah, blah. Or they get a little farther down the road, it's time to refer them for braces or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're tracking that for the parents so that they're ahead of that surprise that says.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, you were talking about how back in the day, everybody saw the same dentist, but we've realized that we can make things more comfortable for children as they grow. And as a pediatric dentist, myself and my partners at my office, which are Dr. Michelle Tunison and Dr. Brandon Freeland, we have additional training in watching a child's growth and development and also child psychology and how to help them through procedures in a comfortable manner. So you're very right about that, that the goal is to watch the whole child grow and set them up for dental health for their whole life, including orthodontic health.
Yeah, you get that line in the sand. You get a marker there that says, this is where we started, this is the progression, you know. And you know, you talk about, when we talk about oral health, I mean, you know, if you've got decaying teeth or you've got something that's wrong, you're putting your food in your mouth. Everything,
look, you're not going to be able to eat all those sugary snacks if you don't take good care of your teeth. Tell us about Valley Dental Pediatrics specifically.
Well, Valley Dental Pediatrics is actually a practice that's been in the area for over 40 years. But about a year ago, we moved from Endicott to Vestal. We're now located right off the Vestal Parkway at 139 North Jensen Road.
Mm-hmm.
We see children of all ages, including children with special health care needs. We have three full-time pediatric dentists who live in the greater Binghamton area, raising our families in this area. And we're there to, you know, help take care of your family.
It's good stuff. So you've got a pretty cool office. I mean, let's be honest. When, you know, you got to take the kid to the dentist, you got to have a fair amount of distractions going on, right?
Oh, yeah. And our whole office is train station themed. The building looks like a train station. We've got a giant chalkboard wall in the waiting room to entertain kids. And actually, I found that that's one of the most popular things in our office. The kids never see a regular chalkboard nowadays, so they love it. Back in our treatment rooms, we actually have TVs on the ceiling. We're hooked up with Netflix, so kids can watch a show while they're getting their teeth taken care of. Our entire staff is trained in meeting the needs. The psychological and special, you know, everybody that's a parent knows that kids...
Everybody's got a quirk.
Exactly. And every kid is a unique individual in how they need things approached. Mm-hmm. And so we really just try to keep it fun. And I think that we achieve that. We actually recently put together a video so that parents can watch what they'll experience at their first dental visit and they can show it to their kids. You can find that on our website, which is valleydentalpediatrics.com, or if you search on Facebook for us, you can find it there, too, if you want to see what our office looks like before you come to visit.
Nice. I remember after little dude's first dentist appointment, he bonded so quickly and closely with the hygienist that they were on a first-name basis, and the hygienist came up at dinner conversations, like, for weeks afterwards, you know, about, you know, teeth and brushing your teeth and going to see the hygienist. And, you know, it was funny. Like, you made a friend there. That was
yeah,
good.
We want it to good. Be fun and we want it to be memorable. We want them to, you know, learn and but also enjoy it.
Nice. So Valley Dental Pediatrics, North Jensen Road in Vestal. Dr. Jessica Campbell, thank you for coming in this morning. Anything else you want to mention while you're here?
Well, I just really want to say, Dave and Lou, I appreciate you having me on. And I just want to remind everybody again to stop by the Oakdale Mall in Johnson City on February 9th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for free dental screenings for children. And remember that February is Children's Dental Health Month, and make sure your child has a dental home if they don't already.
And, of course, you don't have to wait till February 9th. You can call Valley Dental Pediatrics today and get in there, accepting new patients.
We are accepting new patients, yes, and we participate with many different insurance plans.
I'll make it easy for you, too. All right. Dr. Campbell, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Come back and see us again soon.
I hope to do that.